请我们先都记住圣经。
We will read a few scripture first.
哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
节和第二节。
We will read verse 1 and 2. Chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
是不是还是请我们大家一起来读？
Let's read together.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。我们再读一处，就罗马书。
Romans
Romans chapter 6 verse 1
Romans chapter 6
我们从第三节读到第十一节。
We will read from verse 3 to 11.
好，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们这个洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督从死里荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。因为知道我们旧人和他同定十字架，是去
That we should no longer be slaves to sin.
For he who has died is freed from sin. Now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ has been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him.他死是向罪死的，只有一次他活是向神活的。这样，你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。有弟兄们告诉我说，提摩太十一节呀、啊，他说也当看自己是死的，也当看自己是活的。这看呢，最好翻成算。
Verse 11 says, Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. This word consider should really be count. Count yourself to be dead.
就是你上的罪也当算自己是死的。
Even so, count yourselves to be dead to sin.
上的神也当算自己是活的。
And count yourself alive to God in Christ Jesus.
这个算呢并不是说就是无所谓的算了。不是这意思。
This counting is not a counting of carelessness.
这算呢，它就翻到 counting 很准确，一笔一笔的记下来了。
But counting must be very accurate. Everything should be recorded.
一加一总是二，这。
One plus one is always two.
这是 counting.
This is counting.、
这个不是说算了就算了。
It is not that we can just count these count God's grace carelessly.
为什么不用看呢？因为看也。可能会看错的。
Why don't we want to use the word consider? Because many times when we consider things, we will consider it wrong.
眼睛看不清楚了。
Our eyes are not clear.
那么这个看呢，好像不太准确。
And so the word consider is not too accurate.
这算呢就是很准确的。
But counting is always exact.
是怎样，就是怎样。
Whatever it is, it will be exact.
一笔一笔都不能错的。
You cannot make a mistake when you do the counting.
他们弟兄把它翻作算自己，向罪算自己是死的，这个比较看呢、啊、更清楚一些。
So when some brother interpret this verse as count yourself to be dead. This is more accurately.
我们或者再读一处。
Let's read one more place.
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第一章第三十节
Chapter 1 verse
30 但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神谁又使他成为我们的智慧公义圣洁救赎这里说了两件事情
And here it tells us two things.
一件事情呢，说我们在主耶稣基督里面。
First of all, it says that we are in Christ Jesus.
我们怎样能在主耶稣基督里面
？How can we be in Christ Jesus?
怎么能进到主耶稣里面去呢
？How can we enter into Christ Jesus?
他这里告诉我们说是本乎神。
Here it tells us it is doing of God.
这是神所做的一件事情。
It is something that God has done.
当主耶稣在十字架上死的时候。
When Jesus died on the cross,
神就把我们这许多的人，全世界古今中外所有的人，都摆在主耶稣基督里面。
God has placed all of us throughout history, in Jesus Christ.
所以那个时候了，我们就在主耶稣基督里面。
And even then, we are already in Christ.
因为这个样子，这个缘故呢。所以主耶稣的经历 也就是我们的经历
And because of this the Jesus, All the experience of Jesus Christ Becomes our experience
我们是在主耶稣基督里面
Because we are in Jesus Christ
我们和主耶稣联合
We are united with him
我们和主耶稣合而为一了
We are one with him
所以主所有的经历都是我们的经历
So all the experience of Christ Jesus Is our experience
一切的丰富也都是我们的丰富
And all the abundance of Christ Jesus Is also ours
那么这样大的恩典呢不是我们自己能够做得出来的
And such great grace Is not something that we can fashion
完全是神做的
It is the only work of God
这两千多年以前呢都主耶稣死在十字架上时候那时候神就把我们这些都摆在主耶稣基督
When Christ Jesus died 2,000 some years ago God has already placed us in him.
那也许你有问题说那时候我还没有生下来呢
Maybe you have a question why that time I wasn't even born yet.
我说这个人到底存在不存在还不知道呢
No one even know if whether or not I would exist.
那时候我没有生下来我父母亲没生下来呢
Not only I wasn't born my parents were not born yet.
那我怎么能在主耶稣基督里面
How can I be in Christ Jesus?
我们是受时间的限制的
We are under the confine of time.
我们光知道现在的事情
We only know the present thing
从前的事情呢我们就不能确定了
and we are unsure of the things of the past
只凭着历史上的记载我们知道一些
we can only know something through the recording of the history
那将来的事情我们更是莫名其妙了
and as for the things of the future we absolutely have no idea
我们不知道将来要发生什么事
we don't know what will happen in the future
我们也不知道明天到底怎样
we don't even know what will happen tomorrow
但是我们的神和我们不一样
But our God is different than we are.
他是永远的神。
He is the everlasting God.
他不仅知道现在的事。
Not only he knows the things of the present.
他也知道以往的事。
He also knows the things of the past.
甚至连创立世界以前呢，所有一切事他都知道。
He knows even the things that before the foundation of the world.
他怎样创造这个世界
？How he created this world.
他怎样陈设那个星宿。
How he displayed all the stars.
神亲手做的，他清清楚楚的。
This is his handiwork. He knows them clearly.
不仅是对那些事，就对以往说历史上所发生一切事，神都知道的。
God also knows the things in history.
那么，神不仅知道现在的事，以往的事。
Not only he knows the things of the present and the things of the past.
神也知道将来的事情。
He also knows the things of the future.
说在他来说呢，没有以往和将来。
To him, there is no past or future.
在他来说只有现在。
To him, it is always now.
说我们神只有现在。
Our God only has now.
以往千千万万年在他跟前是现在。
Thousands of years in the past, it is now to him.
将来那永永远远的那个时间，在他看也是现在。
And the future that is ahead of us, it is also now to God.
因为我们神他是永远的神。
Because our God is the everlasting God.
他是昨日今日一直到永远都不改变的。
He's a God that will never change yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
我们神他就是我是。
Our God is the great I am.
他不是说我哎忘死过去式。
He didn't say that I was.
或者 I will be.
Or I will be.
将来是。
I will be.
他乃是我是 I am.
But he is always the great I am.
就是现在是，所有的他都是现在的。
Everything is present.
所以我们还没有生下来呀，神早就知道我们了。
Even though we were not born yet, but God already knew us.
他不仅知道我们，并且知道我们这一生的事，他都知道。
Not only he knows us, he knows what will happen to our whole life.
因为这个缘故，神就当主耶稣在世上死的时候呢，啊，特别是末了的断气的时候，那时候就把我们众人都摆在主耶稣基督里。
For this reason, before he gave up his last breath, God has already placed all of us in Christ Jesus.
我们也死了。
So when he died, we also died.
主耶稣埋葬，我们也和他一同埋葬。
When he was buried, we were buried.
主耶稣死里复活，我们和他一同死里复活。
When he rose from the dead, we also were raised from the dead with him.
都是神所做的事情。
This is what God has done.
并且这个我们呢，包括。古今中外所有的人类
and this we included all the people from the history till in the future
那若是你不相信的话呢
if you don't believe in this
那神所做的事情就在你身上就不能成就
then what God has done cannot be fulfilled in you
若是你相信的话呢
but if you believe in it
那神所做一切事都成就在你身上
then all that God has done will be complete
所以今天那许多不信的人呢不是神为他没有预备救恩
And today, for all the unbelievers, it is not because God has not prepared a salvation for them.
神为了每一个人预备了救恩。
God has prepared a salvation for everyone.
那你信不信
But it depends on whether or not you believe.
你接受不接受
Whether or not you accept.
若是你不接受
If you do not accept,
你就得不着
You cannot receive.
若是你接受，你就得着了
If you accept, you will immediately receive.
神是不偏待人的
God does not play favoritism.
所以这里给我看见。我们在主耶稣基督里乃是本乎神，这是神所做的一件事。
Here it tells us that we are in Jesus Christ because of God.
所以我们不要再努力的去做，我们怎么能进到主耶稣基督里面
？You don't have to use great effort to do something in order to enter into Christ Jesus.
或者我们羡慕，我们祷告，主啊，求你叫我能够在你里面。
You don't have to be envious of others and pray so hard.To ask God to put us in Christ Jesus.
或者说我们父神呢，求你把我埋在主耶稣基督里面。
You don't have to pray to Him again and say, Father God, place me in Christ Jesus.
这样祷告的话呢
？If you pray this way,
那神就给我们说，早你我早就把你放在主耶稣。
God will tell us, I have already placed you in Christ Jesus.
你已经在主耶稣基督里。
You are already in Christ.
这是我做的一件事。
This is something I have done.
不需要你努力的。
You don't have to use your effort.
也不需要你祷告的。
You don't have to pray.
所以这件事情呢？
And in this matter,
那需要这是神的话语。
It is God's word.
需要我们相信。
It requires our faith.
那我们接受。
And requires us to receive.
我们已经在主耶稣基督里。
That we are already in Christ.
那也需要我们看见。
We also need to see.
若是我们相信了。
If we believe,
好像在里面还不够实在。
It is not very substantial in our heart.
如果有一天神开启我们里面的眼睛。
But one day when God opens our inner eyes,
叫我们里头忽然间明白过来了
All of a sudden, we will realize
啊，我原来是在主耶稣基督里面
That I am already in Christ.
我和主耶稣合而为一了
I am one in Christ.
我和主耶稣联合在一起了
I am united with Him.
这在你里头，你就实在了
Then this becomes a substance.
不再是个道理
in your heart.
也不是种不再是道理
It is no longer a teaching.
不再是种教训
It is no longer a doctrine.
在你的里面，在我们里面才是一个实际。
But it is a truth in you.
所以我们要祷告主，求主让我们看见。
So we need to pray to God and ask God to show us.
照明我们心中的眼睛。
To open our inner eyes.
赐给我们属灵的悟性。
To give us spiritual understanding.
让我们能看见这个事实。
So that we can see the reality.
就是神所做的。
That this is something God has done.
借着神的话也说告诉我们的。
And He has told us through His words.
当我们看见时候呢？
When we see this,
那这话在我们里头就成了一个实际。
This word will become reality in us.
一个道理没有多少用处的。
there's not much use for any doctrines.
增加我们一些头脑的知识。
Maybe it will only add to our knowledge.
但是一个实际呢，它在我们里面就是一个活的东西。
But a reality is always something alive.
能在我们生活里发生作用。
It can be effective in our life.
所以我们需要看见。
That's why we need see.
那这就是我今天早晨说要读的圣经。
And these are the scripture that I'd like to read this morning.
稍微有点祷告。
Let us pray once again. Lord, we come before you.
我们谢谢主，你把圣灵已经赐给我们。
We thank you that you have already given us the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵要带我们进入一切的真理。
That through the Holy Spirit, you will lead us into all truth.
让你所对我们所说的话语，在我们里头都成为实际。
And that all the words you have spoken will become reality in us.
我们仰望你怜悯我们。
Lord, we look up to you for your mercy.
开启我们里头的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
除去我们所有的黑暗。
Remove all the darkness.
照明我们里头的悟性。
And give us a spiritual understanding.
叫我们里头明白过来。
So that we can understand.
主求你恩待我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In your name we pray.
Amen. 刚才弟兄做见证做得很好。
Just a while ago, our brother gave us a great testimony.
这就是今天我说要讲的。
Because this is what I want to share today.
他一定要先讲了。
He has already spoken for me.
给弟兄们也很深刻的印象。
And he will leave a deep impression in your heart.
实在是非常感谢主。
I truly thank the Lord.
所以你们不要讲啊，这个你的话怎么能证明呢？
And so now you don't have to say, how can we prove your words?
那现在一定有一个证明了。
Now we have already a proof right here.
所以你可以，大家可以放心。
Now you can rest assured.
这个话语总是绝对能兑现的。
And these words will always come true.
不仅我们弟兄能证明。
Not only our brother can testify for the words.
我们每一个人都能证明的。
Each one of us can testify for this word.
所以我们再感谢主这样的恩带领我们。
We thank the Lord for guiding us this way.
那么刚才我说唱的诗歌呀，虽然是比较深一点。
In the hymn that we sang, even though it was a little bit deep.
那这一点很对不起弟兄姊妹。
And I apologize for the hymn.
不过这个诗歌是我非常喜欢的。
But this is one of my favorite hymns.
我很早很早就喜欢。
I learned this hymn very early on.
却很少听见弟兄姊妹唱。
But I rarely hear this brother sister sing this hymn.
在我却是。非常宝贵的一首诗。
But to me, it's a very precious hymn.
我们所以陌生的，一方是调子的问题。
And the reason we're not familiar with the hymn, for one reason, is because of the melody.
另一方面，对它里头内容的问题。
And the other reason is because of the content.
因为它好多比方的说法。
And because there's so many illustration in this hymn.
比方他说，先是预备瓶子空。
For example, it says, first you need to prepare an empty vessel.
那后来膏油盛其中。
And then the oil can it contain.
那什么叫做空瓶子呢？
What is a vessel that must be emptied?
你就想到伊丽莎从前的。
You remember the story of Elisha.
对一个妇人说。
And he was telling a widow.
那个妇人是一个先知的太太。
And this woman was a wife of a prophet.
她先生死掉了。
Her husband died.
那么他那个要债那个讨债的人向大家在家里讨债。
And the debtor came to ask for, ask her to pay up.
他没有钱呢去还债。
And she has nothing to pay them.
就他感觉非常，他就很着急。
And so she was very worried.
他就问伊丽莎，我怎么办才好呢？
She asked Elisha, "What must I do?"
那伊丽莎问他说，你家里有什么东西呢？
Elisha asked him, "What do you have in your house?"
他说我家里除了一瓶油之外，其他什么东西都没有了。
She says, "Except from a jar of oil, I have nothing else."
那伊丽莎说够了，你就回去。
Elisha says, "This is enough. You just return home."
你预备很多空的器皿。
Prepare many empty vessels.
向隔壁邻舍借空的器皿来。
Borrow all the vessels, empty vessels from your neighbors.
你借的越多越好。
The more, the better.
小的也可以，大的也可以，通通都借了。
Small vessel, large vessel, just
只要是都要是都必须空的。
But all of them needs to be empty.
回去就和他儿子两个人就借了好多器皿来了。
So the widow returned home and with her sons borrowed many empty vessels from the neighbors.
把门关起来。
And Elisha says, "Close your door."
把这油啊倒在这器皿里头。
And pour the jar of oil into these vessels.
Continuously.
continue to pour.
倒过了，整个器皿都倒完了。
Pour until you fill all the empty vessels.
这油还是不减少的。
And the jar of oil did not decrease.
你把这油卖掉。
And then you can sell the oil.
你可以还你的债。
And repay your debt.
他回去就把门关起来倒油。
And so the widow went back home to close her door and pour the oil.
一直都不停止的。
She continued to pour, and the oil did not cease.
到末了时候，她说还有没有空的器皿呢
？At the end, she asked, "Is there any other empty vessel?"
她的儿子说没有了。
And the sons replied, "There's none left."
油啊在停止。
And then the oil stopped.
所以你必须预备空瓶子。
So you must prepare empty vessels.
高油才能倒进来的。
And then the oil can be poured in.
实际上，我们身上也是这样。
This is how God works in us.
先把我们倒空了。
First, He will empty us.
然后你圣灵才充满在里面。
And then the Holy Spirit will fill your heart.
那时候你有好多东西呀。
If we have many things in our hearts,
那个就是没有地位让给圣灵了。
There's no place for the Holy Spirit.
所以它里头有很多很多这样比方。
And so this hymn contains many of this such illustrations.
先是倒出挖深沟。
For example, first you need to dig the ditches.
后来活水才深红。
And then the much water will remain.
因为他们没有水了。
At that time, they did not have any water.
我简单地说，是这个非常危险。
And it was in a dangerous time.
所以以色列王啊，就对犹大王说：“神把我们带到这儿怎么办呢？叫我们渴死了，那我们一定打败仗了。”
And the king of Israel told the king of Judah, says, "Why did God lead us to this place? We will all die of thirst."
因为到末了，他们就问伊丽莎。
And at the end, they asked Elisha.
伊丽莎就说：“你们到处挖沟。”
Elisha says, "Begin to dig ditches."
他们就挖了很多的沟。
And they dug many ditches.
然后那天晚上啊，水就冲来了。
And that night, water came.
所有的沟都满了。
All the ditches were filled with water.
好像这个像那个发水一样。
It was as if there was a great flood.
这是指的这时候说的。
And this is what it says in verse 4.
所以必须要经过圣灵在我们里头工作过。
So we need the Holy Spirit to work within us.
是往挖深沟。
And to dig the ditches in our heart.
挖深沟啊，不太，你说这简单呢？
He said, "Well, this is easy work."
我有力气，我会挖沟的。
I have strength. I can dig.
但这里挖沟不简单了。
But here it is not simple.
不是我们来挖，圣灵来挖的。
It is not we would do the digging, but the Holy Spirit would dig.
圣灵借着什么来挖呢？
What would the Holy Spirit use to dig the ditches?
借着十字架来挖的。
He would use the Holy
Spirit. 圣灵在我们里头挖。挖的时候啊。
And when the Holy Spirit dig the ditches,
很多时候在我们里头很痛苦的。
Many times it causes pain and suffering.
就像那个诗篇上有一篇诗，雅各他就说到，雅各好像啊，人在他背脊上啊，那个耕田一样。
In one of the psalms, it says, "It seems like someone plowed on the back of Jacob."
那沟啊很深，又长又深。
And the furrows were deep and long.
那么里面的骨头血什么肉都翻出来了。
And all the bones and the flesh were exposed.
所以你就知道这不简单了。
So you know that this is not an easy work.
圣灵在你挖的时候啊。
When the Holy Spirit is doing the work of digging.
就把里头所有一切丑陋的情形，统统都给我们翻出来。
It will reveal all the ugliness that is in our hearts.
所以你必须给圣灵挖过。
You must allow the Holy Spirit to dig in your heart.
然后活水才充满在里面。
And then the living water will come and fill all the ditches.
所以有很多的这样子的比方。
There are many such illustrations in this hymn.
一个一个给弟兄姊妹去讲。
I cannot tell you the story one by one.
若是你读旧约圣经的话
，If you read Old Testament,
那么这些事情都记载在旧约里面。
All the stories are recorded in the Old Testament.
你知道旧约那里并不是记载这些，光是一些神迹。
You know, the Old Testament is not just a recording of some miracles.
这都有属灵意义在里头。
But each of them has a spiritual meaning.
在这首诗歌里，我最喜欢的一节圣经。
But in this,
最喜欢的一节诗歌。
But in this hymn, my favorite stanza is.
就是那个第五节。
It's stanza 5.
他说：“当你举目望禾田。”
When we look at the harvest field.
那么金谷丰盈，你呈现。
How the golden grains abound.
好多的谷都长出来了。
There are a lot of grains growing.
你很羡慕。
You really desire this scene.
实在太好了。
Because it is beautiful.
他说：“当年果实未生时。”
We should know how a grain of wheat.
你要想到那果子，那个谷子还没出来的时候。
You should consider before the grain come out.
先有麦种，丝在先。
And it's because there is death, death below the ground.
你必须把麦子的种在里头去。
You must sow the wheat into the ground.
好像死了一样。
It seems like that grain of wheat is dead.
它在里面发芽，发芽长大。
And then the wheat will begin to sprout and grow.
然后吐出穗来。
And it will bear heads.
今天那许多的那个庄稼呀。
And today for all the harvest.
都是从前农夫把种子撒在里面而产生出来的。
Is a product of the sowing of the farmer.
若是你舍不得这些种子。
If you do not want to give up these seeds.
你这些可以做粮食吃吗？
You said these seeds are good for food.
那田里就不会长出东西来了。
And then your field will be empty.
若是你盼望田里长出丰满的果实来。
If you desire to have a full harvest in your field.
你必须要把这粮食种在地里面去。
You need to sacrifice these seeds and sow them onto the ground.
它才能结出许多子粒来。
And then it will bear much fruit.
就像我们主耶稣所说的。
Just like what Jesus said.
你麦子若不落在地里死了。
Unless a grain of wheat fall into the ground,
人就是一粒
it is still one.
若是死了
but if it's dead,
就结出许多子粒来
it will bear much fruit.
真的许多的子粒
it will bear much fruit.
都是因着那一粒麦子死了而产生出来
and all these fruit is the result of the one dead grain.
我们大家也常常听说
we often hear about this.
在大陆上福音非常兴旺。
And that the gospel spread quickly in mainland China.
好多人蒙恩得救。
Many people came to know the Lord.
有的人说差不多有八千万多人。
And some people say maybe there are 800,000 people.
有的人说不止一差不多一亿的人呢。
Some people say no, the estimate of new Christians is about a billion.
那就若是一亿的话呢
？If it's a billion,
那比例就相当大了。
Then that ratio is very great.
差不多得救人数等于13:1。
And because the ratio of people who are saved is 1:13.
那是很大的比例。
And that is a great ratio.
没有一个国家能蒙恩得救的人像那么多。
There is not a country today have so many people saved like in China.
那这个好多人都在那说，我在那做了什么工作？
Many people will say, I have done such work.
我在那去培训。
I have trained all these people. I have shared the gospel.
多少人得救。
And I have brought in all these people who came to the Lord.
自己的功劳。
They all boast about their effort.
夸耀自己的工作。
They boast about the work they have done.
弟兄姊妹所做的也不能够把它完全抹杀掉。
Of course, we cannot discredit their work.
有弟兄姊妹那一份。
They have their portion.
不过最主要的
But the most important
还不是我们去传的
It is not that we go there to preach.
最主要乃是神先做的
The most important is because God has done the work first.
有这么大本事传福音，你在你的地方传，怎么人不得救呢？
Since you have such great ability for preaching the gospel, why can't you preach the gospel where you live?
为什么你到中国去传，就那么多人蒙恩的？
Why is it that you go to China, then many people come to the Lord?
这个不是说没有原因的。
This is not without reason.
为什么有那么多人信主？
Why there are so many people believing God in China? It is just as says here.
当你举目望禾田，
When you look at the harvest field,
金谷丰盈你呈现，
How the golden grains abound.
当念果实未生时，
We should know how a grain of wheat
先有麦种，死在先，
Had its death below the ground.
已经有好多弟兄姊妹，好多爱主弟兄姊妹。
There were already many brothers and sisters who loved the Lord.
他们先为了主受苦。
They have first suffered for the Lord.
甚至为主殉道。
Even gave up their life for the Lord.
有好多人死掉。
Many people died for the God's sake.
不是为了他们自己的缘故。
And they didn't do it for their own sake.
乃是为了他们所信的主。
They did this for the Lord that they believe in. They were loyal to him until death.
但否认主的名。
And they would not reject his name.
结果让世界。这样有的人呢，就受各种刑罚。
And many people were punished for their faith.
有的人呢，甚至于就死为主殉道了。
And many people gave up their life for God.
虽然他们过去了。
even though they passed away.
但是这些都是麦子种下去的麦子。
But these are the grain that were planted into the ground.
就今天能够结出这么多的果实来。
So that today we can see the harvest.
不是我们自己能力有多大。
It is not that we have any great power.
也不是我们自己那个恩赐有多大。
It is not because we have any kind of gift.
也不是因为我们热心的缘故。
It is not because of our zealousness.
是因着那一班弟兄姊妹
It is because of those brothers and sisters.
他们为了主一定把命牺牲掉了
For God, they have given up their life.
所以今天才有这样丰盛的果实在这产生出来
That's why we see the result of great harvest today.
弟兄姊妹每一次我想到这里时候
But sister, every time I think about this,
我心里就是让人受感动
My heart was deeply moved.
弟兄姊妹为了主在舍弃了性命
These brothers and sisters sacrificed their life.
今天才有这么多人蒙恩得救。
So that today there are so many people that come to the Lord.
甚至有的人不可能得救了。
Even some people who are impossible to be saved.
他们也蒙恩得救了。
They also received the grace of salvation. The stubborn man.
那么他们也在被征服下来。
And they are also overcome by the love of God.
就是因着那许多人已经为先舍了信心命。
All this is because of those people who sacrificed their life already.
今天才有这样的果效产生出来。
So that today we have such result.
所以我们感谢赞美主。
I praise and thank the Lord.
我们主所说的实在不错。
Our God is accurate when He says.
一粒麦子若不落在地里死了。
Unless a grain we fall into the ground and dies.
仍旧是一粒。
It is still one.
若是死了。
But if it dies,
就结出许多的子粒了。
It bears much fruit.
有三十倍，有六十倍，有一百倍的子粒。
30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold of produce.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
我想到啊，这个从前我听这个 Austin Sparks 经常讲了一句话。
I remember what Brother T. Austin Sparks said before.
他说这个教会啊，这个教会是一个大，像一个大树一样。
He said the church is like a great tree.
不过这个大树呢，和别的树不一样。
But this tree is different than all other trees.
别的树都是栽在地里头。
All the trees are planted on the ground.
然后呢，树梢是往上长的。
And then the tree grows upward.
那么教会这个树啊。
But as for the tree of this church.
它树根呢是栽在天上的。
And the root is planted in heaven.
那树枝呢是往下长的。
And the branches are growing downward.
那么这个和这个树和。一般所看见的不一样啊。
And so this tree is very unique than all other trees.
这是神所做的一件事。
Again, this is God's work.
把教会这个树栽在天上。
He has planted this tree of church in heaven.
它就往下长。
And so that it will grow downward.
我们看非常茂盛。
And we see that the tree is very great and big.
为什么这样茂盛呢？
And why it is so big?
就是有许多人呢，要把不喜欢这个树，要把树剪掉。
It's because so many people dislike this tree and want to chop it down.
他们拼命在剪着树枝子啊。
They continue to prune the branches.
甚至剪到个地步啊，都是剪了很多很多。
They prune to the point that it becomes very small.
到第二年春天出来的时候啊。
But next year, when the spring comes,
一种合适的环境
and because the right environment,
那个树枝又长出来了
the branches began to sprout again.
长出来的比从前还要茂盛
and it is more full than the year before.
剪了很多
even though you chop down a lot,
但长出来枝子更多
but the branches it produces is even greater.
这个我们修理过树的人呢，都懂得这件事情
Those of us who have worked on a tree, we all understand this.
甚至把它那个都修秃了
You must.Cut the trees down to the stump, just to the main branches.
等到第二年的时候，它长出更茂盛的枝子来了。
The next year, it will grow abundant branches. This is the church.
教会经得起试炼的。
The church will endure suffering.
教会经得起逼迫的。
The church will endure persecution.
甚至教会经得起杀害的。
The church will endure all these killings.
历史历代。
Throughout the ages.
多少的政权。
And there are so many governments.
逼迫教会。
They rise up to persecute the church.
杀害神的儿女。
To cut down the children of God.
但是信主人越过越多起来了。
But the believer increased.
到了时候啊，要长到全世界到处都是。
To a time, the church was spread throughout the whole earth.
弟兄姊妹。
Francis.
他们所以那里那个树，所以那儿茂盛。
The reason the tree is so full.
就是已经有许多树枝已经被剪掉了。
It is because many branches are already cut
off. 就是你不剪那树的话呢
？If you do not prune the tree,
它第二年也能长出来的。
It will grow next year.
但是长出就没那么茂盛。
But it will not grow as well.
也没有那么新鲜。
It will not grow as fresh.
也没有那么绰荡。
it will not grow as strong.
那我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank
God. 教会是很奇妙的。
The church is a mystery.
经得起逼迫。
Because it will endure
经得起杀害的。
Suffering and persecution.
经得起许多的难处的。
It is able to endure many difficulties. And because of all these hardships,
教会里面的生命更丰富。
That our inner life becomes fuller.
教我们属灵是，教我们在属灵上更有长进。
And we can grow more in our spiritual life.
这个上一次我们和弟兄这里讲到十字救赎的十字架。
Last time I shared concerning the redeeming cross with the brothers and sisters.
这我们所知道的救赎啊，不光是像我们今天所稍微的领会一点点。
Our understanding of the redemption of the cross is not just very little like we understand today. I thank the Lord that today in the Lord's table meeting, I heard many prayers and praises to God. We praise about God's blood and His
work.
Now we understand even more than before.His precious blood not only cleansed our sins, but He also resolved many issues we have in life. And also destroyed the work of Satan. And to destroy the reign of the darkness. And by the blood of Christ, we can proclaim our victory. This is truly a great salvation.It is beyond and surpass what we can understand. We ask the Lord to open our eyes so that we will see the greatness of His redemption. And because of this redemption, not only are the differences between men resolved, but the difficulties between men and God is also resolved.And all the difficulties in the universe is also resolved. 所以哥罗西书第一章告诉我们说，
是万有都与神和好
了。So Colossians chapter 1 tells us that He has reconciled all to Him.
这是很伟大的救赎。
And this is a great salvation.
今天上午呢，我们要一点点时间就够了，讲一个通死的旗帜的十字架。
And this morning we only need a little bit of time to talk about.The revelation of the cross.
那需要主把那个十字架一再启示在我里面。
Once again, we need God to reveal the meaning of the cross to us.
让我们能看见。
So that we can see.
所以今天早晨我们弟兄做的见证。
So this morning, our brother gave us a testimony.
就是每一个人我们都该有这样看见。
It is something that we all need to have.
让主给我们看见。
So that God can open our eyes.
那我们这个我们就得释放了。
That we may be delivered.
那我们的罪藉的主的宝血已经都洗干净了。
Our sins have been washed clean by His precious blood.
我们也能够亲近神，祷告神。
We can also draw near to Him and pray to Him.
我们能够和主靠着主的宝血，能够和主有那样亲密的关系。
And by His precious blood, we can have such intimate relationship with Him.
就像佳偶和良人一样。
Just like the bride and the groom,
有这样亲密的关系。
They have such close relationship.
不是因着我们有好的行为。
It is not because we have perfect deeds.
乃是因着主耶稣的宝血。
It is all because of His precious blood.
使我和神亲近，亲近到的地步不能再亲了。
We can draw so near to Him that it cannot be any nearer.
神爱我们爱到的地步也不能再爱了。
God loves us so much to the point that there is nothing else He can love.
对我们的爱实在像死一样的坚强。
His love to us is stronger than death.
像火一样的燃烧。
And it's like a burning fire.
弟兄姊妹，这一切都是因着主耶稣的救赎。
Brothers and sisters, all this is because of His redemption.
为我们成就的。
What He has accomplished.
为了我们蒙恩得救。
And for our salvation.
我们罪得了赦免了。
And for our sins are forgiven.
我们能够亲近神。
For the reason that we can draw near to Him and to have close fellowship with Him.
感谢
we gave Him our thanks to all
但是我们慢慢我们就发现另外一个难处。
But gradually we come to the next difficult point.
里面有一个难处。
That is within us there's something difficult.
那个难处就是我们里头还有个罪。
And that is because we still have the sin within.
我们最终得到赦免了。
Our sins are forgiven.
但是不久又犯罪了。
But not long after we continue to sin again, then we confess.
因为神的话告诉我们说，我们若认自己罪。
Because God's word tells us if we confess our sin,
神是信实的，是公义的。
He is faithful and righteous.
必要赦免我们的罪。
And He will forgive our sins.
要洗净我们所有一切的不义。
He will wash away all our unrighteousness.
那我们抓住这个应许。
So we grab onto this verse.
我们就祷告主。
And then we pray to Him, asking for forgiveness, asking to cleanse us once again.
这个认罪之后，
after we confess our sins,
没有多久又犯罪了。
Not long after we sin again.
对吧？这个我们又在祷告。
Once again, we come to Him to pray.
求你赦免我的罪。
Lord, forgive my sins.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你们有没有这样经验？
I don't know, brother and sister, if you have this experience.
我从前是祷告到一地步，我都不好意思再祷告了。
Formerly, I pray to such extent I am ashamed to pray again.
你看，赦免了之后，你又去犯罪。
God has forgiven you, but you sin again.
犯罪之后，你又来祷告。
You sin and then you come and ask for forgiveness.
难怪那许多不信的人就说呀，你们基督徒啊，太占便宜了。
No wonder the unbeliever says it is so easy for you Christians.
你们可以犯随便犯罪了。
You can just sin at will.
只要你们犯了罪之后，你们祷告祷告。
Because all you had to do is come and pray.
那你们说神就赦免你们的罪了。
Then God will forgive your sins.
洗净你们的不义了。
God will wash away your unrighteousness.
你们真是太舒服了。
It is so comfortable for you.
这个神呢是在偏待人呢。
And because God is
playing
favoritism to you.
我们犯罪了就不像你们那样简单。
For the unbelievers, we sin and it's not so easy.
要留到白色大宝座受审判。
We have to come before the great white throne for judgment.
那你们犯罪这样祷告祷告就可以了。
But all of you who are believers, all you have to do is pray.
连外邦人都讥笑我们。
Even the Gentiles will laugh at us.
我们自己也觉得不好意思的。
We ourselves also feel ashamed.
另外一方面呢，
On the other hand,
我们觉得很痛苦。
We also live in pain.
为什么常常失败呢？
Why is it I often fail?
我们立志不要再失败。
We will be determined not to fail.
但是立完志之后呢？
Yet after you set your mind,
还是失败。
You failed again.
就像保罗所说的。
Just like what Paul said.
立志为善由得我。
And it is up to me to will.
行出来却由不得我。
But it's not up to me to do.
我所愿意的善。
And the good that I wish to do.
我不去做。
I cannot do.
我所不愿意做的恶。
But the evil that I do not wish to do.
我反而去做。
I do.
他痛苦到一地步啊。
He was in such pain.
甚至还说我真是苦啊。
He says, how pitiful and painful.
谁能救我脱离了屈死的身体呢？
Who can save me from this dying body?
这也是神的儿女们的经历。
This is also our experience.
所以那时候我不仅是认罪认到底，不好意思再认罪。
So at that time, not only I confess my sin to the point I am embarrassed.
心里难过。
But my heart is filled with pain.
因为我们神的儿女，我们良心被洗干净了。
As the children of God, our conscience are cleansed.
我们犯罪更加痛苦。
And every time we sin, it is more painful.
没有得救的时候。
Before we are saved.
我们犯罪也许不大觉得。
We don't really feel the effect of sin.
好像犯罪当成平常了。
And we felt that sin is normal.
好像家常便饭一样。
It is very common.
现在你蒙恩得救了。
But now that you are saved.
那是你再犯罪。
If you sin again.
你再说谎。
If you lie again.
你再那个欺负人。
If you deceive others,
有贪心,
or if you have greed again,
又看你非常痛苦,
immediately you feel the pain.
就看他很痛苦,
immediately you are in that pain.
因为我们良心呢在里面定罪我们,
because our conscience will condemn us,
叫我们感觉很痛苦,
and places in such pain.
所以有时候痛苦到一个地步啊,
sometimes we are in so much pain.
我们只有流泪,
we can only weep before the Lord.
那时候有一个四百一十，我们诗歌上414首啊。
That time there's a hymn 414.
那时候那首诗歌正说出我的光景啊。
And that hymn described my condition.
我觉得我是意志薄弱的一个人。
I felt that I am a person who has a weak will.
我虽然是定了主意，定了志向。
Even though I set my mind.
不要再犯罪。
To not to sin.
但是我意志太薄弱了。
But then my will is weak.
我只守不住。
My strength is frail.
那你第二节说了，我犯罪至今呢？
Verse says, I've tried my best, and but I still have failed.
现在翻译是失败聘任。
And even as before, I failed and erred.
从前翻译是失败成敬。
Formerly the hymn says, and verse 2 says, I have, my failure has become a path.
那么现在失败成敬就是成条路了。
And then my failures are so often, so common that it has become a path. It becomes a path that I walk on. I often walk on this path of failures.
要非常痛苦。
And it gives me much pain.
你知道一个基督徒失败不容易啊。
You know, it is not easy for a Christian to fail.
失败不容易，是失败之后不容易啊。
It is easy to fail, but it's difficult to endure the result of failure.
之后你还要向人去认罪。
Because after you sin, you have to confess your sin not only to God, but to men as well. It is difficult.
需要向别人去承认。
Sometimes you have to confess to people.
我知道有一段时间。
There was a time in my life.
我真是痛苦到一地步。
I was in such pain.
笑容也没有了。
I lost my smile.
传福音我也传不出去了。
I can't even share the gospel.
你看你这样的光景，你怎么跟人传福音呢？
When you live in such condition, how can you share the gospel?
也没有办法跟人传福音。
I have no will.
有一次我从聚会里回来。
Once I returned from the meeting place.
里面呢，真是很痛苦。
My heart was still in pain.
在等电车的时候啊。
When I was waiting for the subway,
慕道的同学，那个他是慕道的，还没有受浸，他走过来。
A gospel friend walked near to me.
他是魏弟兄。
He says, "Brother Wei."
我看别的基督徒都是脸圆圆的。
I see all other Christians have a round face.
怎么你的脸呢是长长的呢
？Why is it you always have a long face?
我说，哎，你不知道。
I say, ah, you don't know.
我也不好意思跟他讲。
I'm
他实在是不懂的。
Embarrassed to explain to him because he doesn't understand.
不懂了我们里面的情形啊。
He will not understand my heart.
笑不出来的。
It's I am unable to smile.
喜乐不出来的。
I'm unable to be joyful.
就是里头痛苦。
Because I have so much pain in my heart.
那怎么能笑得出来呢
？With all that pain, how can I smile?
直到有一天
，until one day，
也经过好多好多日子
，and it has passed many days have passed，
把这罪对付出去了。
When I finally dealt with the sin，
到这时候了，又恢复了。
And then I am restored，
又开始笑了。
I began to smile again，
没有想到。
But unbeknownst to me,
过些日子啊
，after several days，
也可过了几个月
，maybe several months，
又跌倒了
，I failed again，
这个难处又来了
，and the difficulty comes again，
一个难处接着一个难处的
，so it is one difficulty after another，
这难处都好像一条路一样啊，这一条路一样
，and this difficulty has weaved my path，
整个生活里头我充满了罪。
My life was full of sin。
弟兄姊妹，怎么解决这个问题呢
？Brother sister， how do you resolve this？
最根的给你拔出来。
Ask the Lord to pull out that root of sin in your heart.
那我说，哎呀，这倒是很好的。
I said that's pretty good.
主把我里头最根给我拔出来呀。
If God can pull out the root of sin within me,
就好像大树啊，把那树根给拔出来了。
Just like when you remove a big tree, you remove all the roots.
那我里头就轻松了。
And then you will be easy.
我里头就很舒服了。
You will be comfortable.
但是主不这样做。
But that's not the work of God.
有一个人一直讲拔罪根呢。
There was a brother who continued to preach about pulling out the root of sin.
那长听就说
，And this elderly brother said,
他讲拔罪根呢，讲的好像喊这个很有力气的。
When he was preaching about this pulling out the sin of root,
he
preached with so much power. We need to ask God to remove the roots.
这个年长弟兄说呀。
And this elderly brother told me.
有一天我就看他在家里在发脾气。
One day I saw the guy who preached this message lost his temper at home.
罪根都拔掉了吗
？Didn't he remove the root of sin?
怎么又发脾气呢
？How can he have temper again? It's because the sin is still there. You cannot remove the root.
那么他也没办法。
And he also is without.
他又去问了那个年长的，又去问他比他年那时候他还年轻呢，再问他年比他年长的弟兄。
And this elderly brother that was helping me asked another brother,
我怎么才能够胜过这些罪呢
？How can I overcome these sins？
那个弟兄就告诉他说：“你读罗马书6:11。”
And the brother said, "You need to read Romans chapter 6 verse 11."
我们要下了罪，算自己是死的。
We need to count ourselves as dead to sin.
向着神算自己是活的。
And we need to count ourselves alive to God.
那你要算自己是死的。
You just count yourself as dead.
已经死了人了，就不会再犯罪了。
Because a dead man cannot sin.
那每一次你天天都要算自己是死了。
Every day you need to count yourself as dead.
结果他想得了一个好的办法了。
So he thought this was a good method.
他就去算。
He began to count.
就算来算去呀。
And the more he counts,
罪也不死。
Sin will not die.
他自己还是活的。
Is he was still alive?
他那时候想死，想不这个没办法死的。
He said that time I want to die, but I am unable to die.
死不是外面肉身的那个自杀死啊。
This death is not to commit a suicide.
是里面的死，那个人死了。
He wants the inner man to die.
想自己死。
He wants the inner man to die.
但是死却远离他。
Yet death stay away from him.
算来算去都算不灵的。
The more he count, the more ineffective it is.
也可能有人会出主张。
Some people give him another advice.
你要求主加给你的力量。
Ask God for more strength.
赐给你更多的恩典。
Ask God to give you more grace.
只有恩典能够胜过罪的。
Only grace can overcome sin.
也许你要祷告。
Maybe you need to pray.
即使祷告。
Fast and pray.
主啊，给我更多的恩典。
And ask God for more grace.
胜过这些的罪。
So that you can overcome your sins.
胜过的发脾气。
Overcome your tempers.
我不要再发脾气了。
I don't want to lose my temper again. Cause me to live a victorious life.
圣灵告诉你说， 这样的祷告啊，
And the brother sister said, such prayers,
你再祷告都是不灵的。
No matter how you pray, it's still not working.
即使祷告都是不灵的。
Even if you fast and pray, this still doesn't work.
那个就好像什么东西一样呢？
I can tell you what is it like.
就好像我们手里拿一本圣经啊，
Just like you hold the Bible in your hand.
如果要用力，
He says, I will use great effort.
把它拿住它。
I will hold on to this Bible. And I will not drop this Bible. So you use all your strength to hold on to the Bible. You can hold it for 1 hour. You can hold it for 2 hours. You can hold it for 3 hours. When you hold there for the 4th hour, you begin to lose your strength. When you hold for the 5th hour, you have to put the Bible down.
弟兄们, 不要忘记啊,
Brothers and sisters, don't forget.
那个罪啊,
The sins is a law.
若是个能力的话, 你会胜过他的。
If it's a power, then you can overcome it.
若是个律的话, 你胜不过的。
But if the sins is a law, you cannot overcome it.
就好像地心吸力一样。
Just like the law of gravity. It is a law.
它总是把你吸下来的。
It will always keep you on the ground.
我再往上冲。
No matter how you jump,
加这个马力。
No matter how much power you give,
还会把你让你落下来的。
At a certain point, you still drop back down on the ground.
是个律,
because it is a law.
不是一个能力,
it is not a strength or power. It is not a
reign.
But it's a law.
这是你没法胜过的。
And law is something you cannot overcome.
能够胜过它,
you can overcome it temporarily.
你不能胜过,
but you cannot continue to overcome it. 那有年老弟兄就说,
他说为了这事我非常烦恼。
He said, for this reason, I was in trouble. I was troubled many times.
我对主说呀， 主啊， 这个基本的问题我都不能解决呀。
He says, Lord, if I cannot even resolve this basic issue,
我还侍奉你干什么呢？
Then how can I even serve you?
那我从今之后我再也不讲道了。
From now on, I will not preach anymore.
我所讲的都是空的。
Because my words are all empty.
我自己都没有办法实行的。
I cannot even do this.
我去讲给别人听。
How can I explain to others?
我不再讲道了。
I will not preach anymore.
他就不讲了。
And so he stopped.
如果呢，他并不是停在这里边。
But he did not stop.
他仍然在主面禁食。
He still fast before the Lord. He still prayed before the Lord.
主啊，求你解决我这个问题。
Lord, please resolve this issue in my heart.
求你带我从这里过去。
Please deliver me from this problem.
他说有一天早晨呢。
One morning.
他说那个是我永远都不会忘记的早晨。
He said that was a morning which I will never forget.
那我们弟兄是晚上，他是早晨。
Our brother situation was in the evening, but for this brother, he was in the morning.
他在早晨读圣经祷告的时候了。
While he was reading the Bible,
他主啊，求你给我看见。
He says, Lord, please allow me to see.
这时候忽然间呢，里头就有感觉。
All of a sudden, he has this feeling in his heart.
你不是在基督里头吗？
Aren't you in Christ?
啊，是的。
He said, yes.
我如今我们。 在基督耶稣里是本乎神啊。We
are in Christ because of God.
是神把我放在主耶稣。God
has placed me in Christ Jesus. This is a fact.
他说感谢主，是的。
He says, praise the Lord, yes.
马上接着就来了。And
then it continued to say.
那你既然在基督耶稣里，那基督死是不是你死了？
Since you're in Christ Jesus, then is
his death your death? 基督埋葬是不是你埋葬了？
Is his burial your burial?
基督复活是不是你复活了？
Is his resurrection your resurrection?
你既然和联合在一起。
If you are in union with him,
他死在十字架就是你死了。
His death is your death.
这句话一进来呀，
When this word enters into his heart,
都是那么新了，
It becomes new. 那么有力量， It is full of strength.
他高兴得不得了啊，
He was filled with joy.
他说我几乎终于这样跳起来了，
He said he jumped out from his chair.
我已经死了。
Yes, I'm already dead.
我在基督里头已经死了。
I am already dead in Christ Jesus.
他就冲到楼下去。
And he ran downstairs.
他就碰到在厨房里帮忙那个弟兄。
And he met a brother who was helping out in the kitchen.
他就对弟兄说呀，
And he told that brother,
大弟兄们，你知道不知道我已经死了？
He said, brother, do you know that I'm already dead?
那个弟兄给他问糊涂了。
And that brother was really confused.
他你这什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
他说，你知道不知道主耶稣已经死了？
He said, do you know that Jesus has already died?
我是在主耶稣基督里头啊。
And I am in Christ Jesus.
他死了，我和他一同死了。
He's dead and I am dead with him.
我一同埋葬了。
I am buried with him.
哎呀，大弟兄真是充满了喜乐。
His heart was filled with joy.
就像我们弟兄所说，你都满了喜乐。
Just like our brother testified, his heart was filled with joy.
完全得到释放。
Because he was totally delivered.
他说我巴不得我跑到整个的上海啊。
He says, I wish that I can run through the entire Shanghai.
到处去喊。
And I can shout and find out.I am dead.
我在基督里已经死了。
I am dead in Christ.
当他没有这样去做。
He didn't do it.
但是他那心情却是这样。
But that was his heart.
你的感觉就是这样。
That was the feeling of
his heart. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Francisco.
这实在是个大伟大的拯救。
Truly, this is a great deliverance.
神不是把我们罪给拔出来。
God didn't pull out that root of sin.
也不是把我们罪人给他置在死地。
God didn't put our sins to death.
甚至是把我们这个犯罪的人呢摆在死地。
But God has placed this man who sins on the ground of death.
因为已死的人
Because a man that is dead,
罪就不能再辖制他了
Sin can no longer master him.
若是这个人已经死掉了
If this man is dead,
你怎样还用罪来辖制他呢
How can you master him with sin?
你怎样用罪来引诱他呢
How can you tempt him with sin?
他就不能再犯罪了
He can no longer sin.
而不罪不能再做他的主人了
And sin is no longer his master.
罪不能再控制他了
Sin can no longer control sin.
罪虽然能力还罪还在那里、啊、
Even though sin is still there,
能力还在那里、啊、
the power of sin is still there.
但是这个人已经死掉了
But this is already a dead man.
罪就不能再控制他了
And sin cannot enslave him.
感谢赞美主
Praise the Lord.
这是我们神的伟大的救法
This is the grace method of salvation of our God.
那不是我们就不算了
It is not that we no longer have to count.
每一次我们遇见难处的时候
Every time we encounter difficulties.
主，我感谢赞美你。
We need to say praise the Lord.
我在你里头已经死了。
I am already dead in you.
这个脾气不能再辖制我了。
My temperament cannot control
me. 你这时候算了，那就是很灵了。
Now it is effective.
因为你已经有了根基在里头了。
Because you have the foundation in your heart.
那现在你算就灵了。
Now as you count it again, it is effective.
比方说你在那里要里头要骄傲的时候。
For example, when you want to be proud.
感谢赞美主，主啊，我在你里头已经死了。
You pray, Lord, I thank you because I'm already dead.
这个骄傲不能再辖制我。
Pride can no longer
control me. 你就看见里头有个力量啊，那个就东西就消失掉了。
Then you begin to see a strength within you that will remove the pride.
不是先算。
You don't have to count it first.
那是先看见。
You need to see it first.
看见之后，我们再算。
After you have seen, then you can count.
那个算的就是灵的。
And then that accounting is accurate. That accounting is effective.
我们弟兄啊，有这样来开启。
For example, our brother has this revelation.
那我就可以随便了。我既然已经死了嘛。
He cannot say. He can say now I'm dead. I can do whatever I want.
等到罪来的时候啊。
No, when sin comes.
你要算。
You need to count it.
主，我感谢赞美你。
Lord, I thank you.
我已经和你同死，钉在十字架上。
I am crucified with you on the cross. 我已经死了。I am dead.
这个脾气不能再辖制我。
This temper cannot.
这个贪心不能再辖制我。
This greed cannot.
就什么都损失掉了。
Even if I lost everything.
也不能再辖制我。
It still cannot.
因为我已经死掉的人了。
Because I'm already a dead man.
世界对我来说呢
？The world to me.
已经钉在十字架上。
Is already crucified on the cross.
我对世界来说呢
？I to the world.
我也钉在十字架上。
I am also nailed to the cross.
这世界不能再引诱我们。
And so the world cannot.
不是他没有能力。
It is not because it's without power.
乃是我这个人在基督已经死了。
It is because I am dead in Christ.
所以世界和我在那不能再捆绑，再不能再霸占我了。
And so the world cannot place me in bondage.
感谢赞美主，这实在是一个伟大的救法。
Praise the Lord, this is such a great salvation.
我真是巴不得我们弟兄姊妹都能够在主面祷告。
I truly wish that all branches can pray before the Lord.
主，求你开我的眼睛。
Lord, open my eyes.
给我看见。
Allow me to see.
我在你里头。和你已经同死同埋葬了。
That I am already dead and buried with you.
所以罗马书第六章第六节就说。
And so Romans 6:6 tells us.
因为我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
And because our old man was crucified with him.
就知道我们这个人说的。
That refers to us.
是每一个旧人说的。
That refers to every old man.
我们和他同钉十字架。
We are crucified with him.
他死了。
He is dead.
我们也和他同死了。
We are dead with him.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
这是主所给我们的拯救。
This is the salvation that he has given us.
正好这弟兄们做这样见证，我也把这个感觉交通给弟兄姊妹。
Since our brother has shared his testimony, I will continue to share with this
my feeling. 我所讲的不是个道理。
So you know what I share with you is not a teaching.
乃是件实在的事情。
But it's a truth.
不是不能证实的。
It is not something that cannot be proved.
乃是我们弟兄在那里已经证实了。
But our brother has already testified.
我们真是巴不得每一位弟兄姊妹。
I truly wish that all the brothers and sisters.
我们都看见。
We all have the
same. That we are already nailed on the cross with
our Christ.
He is dead. We are
dead.
弟兄姊妹，若是这样的话，
if we live this way,
你就看见在教会里头也好，
you can see whether
in the church, 在家庭里面也好，
or in your family,
在我个人生活里面也好，
in our individual life,
罪就不能够再辖制我们，
sin can no longer,
肉体也不能够再摸着我们。
Flesh cannot touch us.
那我们这是过一个在基督里生活，那真是像我们诗歌那里所说的。
Then we will live a life in Christ, just like it described in the hymn.
天天我们在欢欢喜喜的享受主耶稣。
That we will rejoice daily.
他是我们的智慧。
He is our wisdom.
是我们的圣洁。
He is our holiness.
是我们的公义。
He is our righteousness.
是我们的救赎。
He is our salvation.
天天享受他。
And we can enjoy him daily and experience him daily. This is a Christian life. May the Lord have mercy on us. Let us pray.
Lord,
we commit the simple words into your hand.
Lord, we commit the simple
Lord, give us that heart of desire.
你既然为我们成功了这样伟大的救法，
since you have already accomplished such great methods,
巴不得我们每个人都不失掉这个祝福。
May all of us be part of this blessing.
开我们的眼睛，
open our eyes,
叫我们都能够看见，
so that we may see.
你不仅在十字架上救赎了我们，
not only you have saved us on the cross,
洗净了我们所有的罪，
that you have washed clean our sins,
并且你也借着十字架。
But also through the cross,
把我们这个人解决了。
You have resolved issues of man.
我们的旧人一定和你同定十字架。
The old man is crucified on the cross.
罪神不能再辖制我们。
And sin can no longer master us.
让我们得到释放。
That we can be released.
让我们天天都欢喜快乐。
That we may rejoice in you every day.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We can give you thanksgiving every day.
做一个真正基督徒的生活。
And to live a true and real Christian life.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In your name we plead.
Amen.
Amen.